In this seventh verse, we have one of the most difficult letters in the Arabic, or in fact in all the languages of the world. That is the pronunciation of the Ba. The Ba is one letter that requires a little bit of explanation, because somehow or the other the voice comes out from the center of the tongue and the sides of the tongues are held up onto the ceiling of the mouth, and from the depths of the center of the tongue this la is pronounced. It would require a little exercise and little drills to get it correct, but it is not impossible. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Now we have a mad here, and that mad means that it should be, the letter should be longer than the normal letter. The qurra, that means the specialists in the recitation of the Quran, very clearly explain how many letters does that dalin has. But for our children, it should be known that it should be pulled and stretched. So let's repeat this whole surah once again. Kindly read with me.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
Our next surah is Surah An-Nas.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس.
Again here, the alif and the ayn and the qaf and the dhal must be remembered.
قل أعوذ برب الناس.
When we say أعوذُ and we do not say أعوذُ because the ذال has got a ضمّة, a pish. If you pull it too much, you will be adding a واو to it. So we have to keep it as a single letter. So we say قُلْ
أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ.
It so happens that when we stop and make a waqf, the last letter has a vowel. That vowel is not pronounced. For instance, we say قُلْ
أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ.
We do not say بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ unless or until we continue reading. If we continue, which the Qurras call قِرَاءَةُ wasl, that means you join the first verse with the second verse and you are giving it a continuity. But if we are reading it verse for verse, and that is how a child should be taught, each verse should be taught separate, so that the child could build in itself a method of reciting the Quran with all its stops and with all its eases.
قُلْ أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس.
When there's a noon and it has a tashdeed over it, there are several laws that apply to it depending on what follows that noon. Here we would take a simple law of the ghunna. That means one should pronounce it with a ghunna sound, a nasal sound from the nose, so that you could get a ghunna sound.
قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ.
Now E, when we say E, whenever there is a kasra or a fatha or a dhamma, it should be remembered that a kasra, that means a zair, is short. A zabar is short. A pesh is short. The a, e, u sound is simply one letter. For instance, you get a letter with a alif and a fatha over it. So it's a. If that fatha is added with an alif, it'll be a. And if that alif would be added with a mad, a long stroke above the letter, then we'll have to pull it as we have in walad dhalin. So you'll get a and a. In the same way with the kasra, that means with the zair, it'll be e. If you pull it more, it'll be e. And if you pull it still further, it'll be e. Muslimina. So here we have to make it only one letter, E.
Ilahinnas, E. Ilahinnas, min sharril waswasil khannas.
The kha sound. The kha is a very, very easy letter to pronounce, but you will find that whatever comes out from near the nasal, they are sort of the letters of one family. We will then read min sharril waswasil khannas alladhi yuwaswisu. 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 Now we'll not say yuwaswisu, we'll say yuwaswisu. Fi sudurin nas sa. Sudurin nas. من الجنة والناس. Now, let's recite together. Let's read together.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
Let's take سورة الفلق, the surah thereafter. It is the 113th surah of the Quran. Here it is, our third surah for the afternoon.